Over 60% of local pensions are underfunded in the state. For nearly a decade now, lawmakers have been working to address the issue with little advancement. But Wednesday, a bipartisan proposal to reform Florida's local pension program saw progress on the Senate floor. Senator Rob Bradley says his bill corrects a law passed in 1999 that used tax dollars paid by citizens to fund local police and firefighter retirement pensions.
I wish you could all have been in our meetings with fire and police over the years, especially this year, to see how far they have given, because they knew that 1999 law was a gift to them that was hurting the cities and ultimately hurting the taxpayers. So I want to give tremendous gratitude and thanks to them.
Bradley says though the state received support from local unions, there were some groups that were disingenuous in the process, mainly the cities.
There were groups that came out in opposition of a bill that never read the bill, and they held consortiums without including the unions. And I have a real problem with that. I have a problem with the way some of the cities, not all, some were wonderful, but the way some of the cities came to the state year after year after year for bailouts. And that's all they wanted was a bailout.
Bradley's plan lets government use some insurance premium tax dollars to pay for both minimum benefits and additional ones as negotiated through collective bargaining. But as pensions have grown increasingly unstable, it hasn't made much sense that those dollars continue to fund only the extra benefits. The city of Naples has been at the heart of the debate. A state interpretation called the Naples Letter has allowed some cities to use the tax money to cover benefits, says Senator Garrett Richter.
They seem to think that there's not an acknowledgement that all the premium tax revenue allocated to the local fire and police retirement benefits does not even cover the cost of the minimum benefits or the multiplier. And they're concerned that this will raise the minimum benefit requirement.
But Senator Bradley says premium tax revenues were never intended to fully fund minimum benefits for state workers. The measure passed 36-0 in the Senate Wednesday and is up next for review by the House. For WFSU News, I'm Keita Browning.